You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has reported 5 deaths in the past day, including 4 people who were not vaccinated. The state also recorded 262 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and plunged a new region into lockdown. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has declared a week-long order will apply for the Hunter region north of Sydney from 5 o'clock on Thursday evening.
The arrangements in those 8 local government areas I've announced in the Hunter and Upper Hunter will be exactly the same as that exists in Greater Sydney, including the Central Coast. So that means no school and the same stay-at-home provisions apply.
The lockdown includes the areas of Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, Port Stephens, Maitland, Cessnock, Dungog, Musselbrook and Singleton. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says a gathering at Blacksmiths Beach in Lake Macquarie on Friday night was likely the source of infections.
So we believe that there may have been people there from Greater Sydney, and that is how it's introduced. But as I said, our strongest focus, and I really ask the media to also assist us here, is getting to the bottom of exactly how the disease was transmitted and introduced into Newcastle.
The state is also receiving more than 180,000 extra Pfizer vaccine doses from the federal government to help control the Sydney outbreak. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the vaccines are being brought forward to support New South Wales.
Now, we haven't taken those doses from other states or territories. We haven't done it in a way that would mean that the vaccination program would be slowed in other parts of the country. That would be dangerous, because the whole program needs to go forward.
The federal government is also focused on vaccine supplies in Queensland, with the state to have 112,000 Pfizer doses delivered over the next 2 weeks. The Sunshine State has recorded 16 new locally acquired coronavirus cases, all linked to its existing Delta cluster. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says testing rates need to be maintained and people need to stay at home.
Queensland, we're very pleased to be able to report this encouraging progress, but the risk of this outbreak is still very real. There will be new contact sites.
4 cases spent time in the community while infectious during the lockdown period. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young is confident their interaction with others was minimal.
But we know it only takes a few seconds and you can transmit this Delta variant. It is so transmissible. So please, everyone, just till we get totally on top of this, stay at home if you possibly can. That's really, really important. But come out and get tested if you have any symptoms so we can find that first case in our next cluster going forward.
Dr. Young says she is hoping the lockdown in southeast Queensland can gradually start to ease on Sunday. But the lockdown order is back on in Victoria, where case numbers are growing once again. 6 new local infections have been confirmed, including one announced yesterday. That infection was a teacher who tested positive, and it is one of 3 cases under investigation. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says urgent testing is in progress in relation to the unlinked COVID-19 cases.
And we know that things turn very quickly. We started off yesterday with no cases. And now, 24 hours later, we have at least 3 unlinked cases. And that just goes to show that this pandemic is not over.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the statewide lockdown will apply for 7 days.
We only get one chance to act fast. We only get one chance to make difficult decisions that are the right decisions. I'd much prefer to wait 2 or 3 days. I'd much prefer that we didn't have to make this decision now.
Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymar, says 2 further cases will be included in Friday's figures. They are contacts of the teacher and her partner who live in the Hobsons Bay area in Melbourne's west.
So those are 2 positive cases related to the gentleman from Hobsons Bay who live together but in a separate household. We have more test results to come back in from other immediate household and social contact members.
Victorian schools will close except for vulnerable children and students of authorised workers who need classroom access. And Tasmania has recorded its first case in more than a year, but the infection was in quarantine after the man travelled from New South Wales. Premier Peter Gutwin says he then went to Victoria and eventually arrived in Launceston, but he has since returned interstate.
This is not a case of community transmission. This is one that has been picked up in quarantine. Now, contact tracers have immediately started tracking and tracing.
And Tasmania is declaring Victoria is a high-risk location from Thursday night, meaning travel is not permitted unless the visitor is essential or travellers are returning home and can quarantine. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.